Hi there, my young friends. I'm glad to greet you today and trust you're having a good day. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, no matter what happens, it will be a good day because you know that the Lord is with you. He promised never to leave you nor forsake you, so you're never alone because God keeps His promises. Sometimes people fail to keep their word. Sometimes perhaps because of circumstances and they couldn't help it. Others perhaps they didn't care enough to keep their promise. But you can be sure the Lord Jesus will always keep His word. He never fails. Well, the children in the choir are revving up their motors like a race car ready to run. So let's begin the program with their first song. Choir? Choir. Bible Clubbers, I want you to meet a new friend at my house. She's a darling. You'd love to hold and pet her, I know. She's a precious little gray kitten. She's too light to call her Blackie and too dark to call her Snowball, so we just call her Misty. Do you like that name? She isn't a stray. She's a foundling. Our security guard found her when making his rounds one night. He first thought it was just a clump of something behind the Children's Bible Club building. Then he heard her cry and stopped to pick her up. She spent the first night cared for at his house, but the next day he wanted to know if I'd like to have her. I said I surely would. I figured the Lord brought her to me by her being found behind our Bible Club building. She was nearly starved down, but now she's eating and growing and playing and doing all kind of antics. But do you know what? She had a very close call. When the watchman went back out that night to finish his rounds, he saw a big gray fox crossing the yard near the Children's Bible Club. That sweet little kitten would never have survived the night if the watchman hadn't rescued her. She would have been killed and eaten by that fox. Isn't that just the way God rescued us? We were lost in sin, doomed to eternal death, but the Lord Jesus Christ came and gave His own life on Calvary to rescue us and to take us to safety in Him. Oh, I hope every Bible clubber will trust Him, and soon. And now, it's time for the choir again. Today's story is Abimelech's Payday from Judges chapter 9. In spite of Jotham's warning, Abimelech reigned in Israel not by honor, but by murder and violence and bribery. Right and truth meant nothing. He was shrewd, cold, and callous. At Shechem, he deceived his relatives, convincing him that he cared for their welfare. "Wouldn't you rather have me be your ruler? After all, I'm your kin." They put family ahead of doing right. Abimelech won their trust in spite of his evil. The Bible says their hearts inclined to follow Abimelech. They follow their hearts, not their heads. Hearts must seek God's word in order to do right. They gave him money for his treasury, which he quickly used to bribe vain, low men to follow him and do his dirty work. He must have paid them well, too, because his first crime was to murder all of his half-brothers, the 70 sons of Gideon, except Jotham, in one violent massacre. With his opposition destroyed, Abimelech made himself king and reigned for 3 years. But then his power began to fail. He got by with murder and treachery for a while, but God saw it all, and be sure, your sin will find you out. God sent an evil spirit among the men of Shechem, who began to deal falsely with Abimelech, and he got a taste of his own medicine. Don't be surprised. Anyone who would take bribe money from one man would gladly take a better offer from somebody else. People who don't live by the principles of God's word do whatever profits them. Only God's word established in our hearts will keep us true and doing right. Abimelech had taught his men violence and treachery. It proved so profitable that they left him and went out on their own. They held highway robberies along the mountain roads and were making their wicked gain when a new man, Gaal, came along with a better offer. They double-crossed Abimelech and sold out to Gaal. They had wine parties in the house of their gods and cursed Abimelech behind his back. Soon, all those Abimelech had won to himself with money and vain promises turned against him. They even plotted war against him. Ah, but Zebul, another sinister fellow, overheard their secret plans and warned Abimelech. Then he plotted a crafty scheme, if only Abimelech could work it. The scoundrel followed the scheme to a T. Ah, Gaal and those double-crossers couldn't outsmart Abimelech. Skulking through the dark night, he divided his men into four companies. Hiding, they laid wait outside the city of Shechem. Before daybreak, Gaal looked out and saw strange movement through the morning mist. Alarmed, he said, "Zebul, there's something moving out there. People are coming down the mountain. Trouble's brewing." But Zebul calmed him. "Oh, you're just imagining it. It's just the mountain shadows." Gaal argued, "No, I'm sure. I think more than one company is coming." Zebul let a short time pass, but when he was sure Abimelech's men were very close, he taunted Gaal. "Now where's your big talk against Abimelech? Go, fight him." Gaal knew he had been duped. He and his men were surrounded, and they fought for their lives. When the people poured out of the city to the open, Abimelech's men rose out of their hiding places to fight and kill them. Then they stormed the city, killed everyone inside, beat the city down to gravel, and spread it with salt so no crops could ever grow there again. In terror, some Shechemites fled for refuge in the tower. "Oh, that pleased Abimelech. Follow me," he ordered his men. "Do as I do." Chopping down a big tree limb, he hauled it to the bottom of the tower. "Hurry," he barked. "Pile the wood below the tower." He set the huge wood pile on fire, and smoke rose high. The huge footings and giant posts began to burn. Soon the whole tower was ablaze. The people inside screamed in terror as the tower toppled and fell crashing to the ground. 1,000 people died in the burning inferno. What a horrible death. Now, in raging fury, Abimelech encamped against Thebes and took that city too. Like a juggernaut, it seemed nothing could stop him. No one in his path was safe. Under siege, the people of Thebes fled to their city tower. They crammed inside and locked the doors to escape Abimelech's rage. But he had destroyed a tower before. At the foot of the tower, his men built another big fire. He would conquer here as at Shechem. No one could thwart Abimelech. But in the tower above, a certain woman found a piece of a millstone. Leaning out a window, she aimed it over Abimelech and thrust it down. The heavy rock crashed down on Abimelech's head and broke his skull wide open. Writhing in pain, he ordered his armor-bearer to finish killing him. He couldn't bear the disgrace of a woman killing him. Even in death, he was proud and unrepentant for his evil. His servant stabbed him, and Abimelech died. An awful end to an evil life. God paid him for his sin against Gideon's sons. It was payday for a rebel against God. Such violence and terror reminds us that there was no king in Israel, and every man did that which was right in his own eyes. When men do as they want, it brings chaos and trouble. In the judges' time, few people feared or obeyed God. But we have the Bible. We can study it, live by it, and do right according to God's completed word. God's way brings peace and blessing. It may not be easy, but it'll be right, and you won't be ashamed when you meet the Lord. So be ready to meet him, and now God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.